Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I know for those of you that went to Pastor Henry's house on this retreat advance, however you want to look at it, maybe you took a step back and three steps forward, I hope, but you kept going forward. So anyway, for all of you that showed up there, I know there was some great words spoken over some of you, wonderful prayers that were said for you, that were prayed over you, and just being together was really a good place to be. And so one of the things that I was thinking about is that when we go to events like this, that we go with expectation. We have a spirit of expectation of things that are going to happen because, you know, maybe there's a speaker that you've never heard, or just the idea of where you're at. And so when you go with a spirit of expectation, you're going to see things happen. You're waiting for God to move in your life. And so what I want to encourage you today is that that doesn't just have to happen in special events. You know, people go to conferences, Billy Graham's going to talk, or whoever, you know, I'm just using names, but there's an expectation of things to really come forth during times like that. But you should have that same spirit this morning. You should be expecting for God to move in your life. Every time that you walk in through those doors, this is a place that we have designated as Holy Spirit, have your way. Okay? And so don't limit those expectations to a special event. Have your hearts open. Expect that when you leave this day from this place, that something is going to happen in your life. You're not here just to look pretty. That's my job. All I got to do is stand up here and look pretty. But no, you are here because God designated this special morning for you. Listen. Listen for His voice. Expect for something to happen, whether it's a healing or just something that is just lifted off of your shoulders, whatever that case may be, expect, because he's ready to just bring forth what you allow him to bring. If you're just going to kick back and think about the football game later on, then expect for that game to probably lose. But but no. This is a good day for you to just let God be God, okay? And so one of the other things that I want to bring up is that we've always made this microphone available for all of you to come, give a word, come and give a testimony. Now, we would like that to happen as normal, but also because of those of you that were at the advance yesterday and the day before, if something really happened that you really want to just glorify God in, I need you to step up here and tell the rest of us that weren't there. You tell them what God did. Those are not things to be kept under. There you go. There you go. Two places there. Don't keep them hidden. Tell everyone else of the wonderful things that you received that God did this weekend for you. And like I said, it's also for you, even if you weren't there, please, those kind of things really encourage the rest of us when you hear of the wonderful things that God does. So please, this microphone is yours. After I put it down, not right now, but but God bless you guys, and if you would stand with me, and we'll pray, and then we'll go into worship after that. Father God, we do give you this morning, Lord. Lord, we give you every morning. When we open our eyes, Lord, from that moment, Lord, we just say, Lord, have your way. Thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you will walk with me through this day, whatever that may be. We don't know what each day holds, but we do know one thing for a fact, that he is walking with you, that he is with you, and he will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. That you can take that to the bank. Randy knows about that. And so thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, as we go into this next song, that song I know is new to a lot of you guys, but go ahead and keep playing. But when we see things happen in our lives, a lot of times what we do is, even though we've been given a word, even though we've been given something by God, we put a limitation to what God can do based on our thoughts, right? See, and we're not meant to function according to this world. We're meant to function according to the kingdom. And when we see things that are contrary to what we know God's given us, those are the moments where we say, God, you are more than able. It doesn't matter how high the mountain, it doesn't matter how high the feet, it doesn't matter what you're seeing or what's coming against you. The storm that's raging, it does not matter. Because we have a God who's given us promises that have told us that you are already victorious. You're already more than a conqueror. So when you go after God for things, stand on it as such, as I am more than a conqueror. And it doesn't matter what you bring at me, because I got God on my side who can do all things. There is nothing that is impossible. Hallelujah. I'm so overwhelmed by the godly people in this church. When I decided to move from Texas to come here, that was my worry, is finding a church home that was like the one I left behind with all my dear friends. And from the moment I stepped in these doors, it's been 2 months, I have felt so much love, so many prayers. I have been touched with the Holy Spirit so much. I want to share that I took a bad fall last week, and my kids were so concerned about me. And I told them, this is a God thing. I needed my shoulder looked at. I couldn't get into any doctors. So when I fell and was asking God, why did this happen? It's because he knew. He knew I needed to get in and get an x-ray. And I have found a doctor, and I'll go see him next week. I'm holding the mic. I couldn't do this the other day. Andrew prayed over me, and that was the most marvelous advance, retreat, get together. It was so, so awesome. If you missed it, you really missed out. It's taken me a lot to get up here. I've been wanting to do this for 2 weeks. And today I told myself, you're going to be the first one up there. So, God is good. He's been awesome to me. Nothing but blessings since I have moved here. This is where he wants me to be.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Like she said, the retreat yesterday was so wonderful. Just God moved in spirit and in truth. All last night, all yesterday and all the night before, just God really made his Holy Spirit felt. And when Andrew called everyone to the front who wanted to feel the heaviness of a Holy Spirit, which you could feel it that night, was very prevalent. you said to come forward. I was one of the ones who came forward, and man, when God moved Andrew to pray over everyone that day, man, I could feel the presence of God, and I actually helped Andrew pray over people, and while there, I saw God just move in people's lives. I saw healing spoken over a lot of people there, and it was just an awesome thing to see, not an awesome thing to witness. And I just want to give God the glory for everything he did that night, for the Holy Spirit moving in power and authority during that whole event. It was just an awesome thing to witness.
Hello. Well, Rebecca was talking about storms, and I can relate. I've been attacked by my father-in-law of 40 years and our best friend of 37 years. They're trying to force me to divorce my husband, who has Alzheimer's, and I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. So anyway, God has really helped me not to hate them, but to show love and to react with grace, because it's hard when this just comes out of the blue and it makes no sense. So I want to give him praise, and I've been really, every lyric we've sang today, I'm claiming. So thank you.
Oh, the lights are bright up here. Whoops, sorry. Still drunk in the Holy Spirit from Friday night. You know, I wouldn't be here if the Holy Spirit didn't bring me here. You know, old men like to sleep in. What's getting me up is the Holy Spirit. Friday, Andy prayed for my ear. This ear has been 95% deaf since I was 5 years old and got the polio vax. 1958. So do the math. I'm 39. So last night I was taking a shower. I take a shower every 30 days, whether I need it or not. And I hear water running outside the shower. And I look out. Where's the water? I just realized, first time I can hear out of this ear. And I was hearing in stereo, not mono. So it used to be, when I wanted to hear somebody, I turned my right ear. And when I did want to hear somebody, I turned my left ear. Now I'm stuck. I got to listen to everybody. And this thing, I was born Jewish. And this thing happening in Israel. Then I came to the Lord in 1986. By asking God, Jesus, for your real, prove it to me. And then a little while later, I said, no matter what, show me the truth. To this day, well, they proved it to me. They don't have to prove it to me anymore. They're still showing me the truth. The fact I'm walking now, when six doctors told me I was going to lose this leg, and I said, I was born with this leg, I'm going to die with this leg. I had to go through 30 days of a hyperbaric chamber, and I'm extremely claustrophobic. So I was ripping these hospital gowns. I was in this thing, this like a human burrito in this thing. And I asked God, you know, a vow. And it was New Year's 2019, New Year's Eve 2019. And I said, Lord, I'm not going to tell you what the vow is, but I know from experience, God always comes through. If I do 2%, the rest will keep coming and coming. And now I'm here. And this is my fourth week. Why do I keep coming back when I'm not going? Friday night, I wasn't going to go. I end up here. There's something powerful in this church. Something powerful in these people. This man I just met, but he's totally walking the Holy Spirit. I don't think anything he does is his conscious will. He's just, okay, you want me to be a pastor? And I've seen, you know, a lot, because it's one of my hobbies or interests, if you will. In 1981, I was in the Himalayas. And I went all through India looking for truth, right? And healing for a reason, not for me. So I was walking up the Himalayas backwards, which is something I do when I get bored walking up mountains forwards. I walk up backwards. I'm sorry. I still walk backwards. I don't drive backwards, though. And then I do what I call the Medusa run down, where I'm flying down the mountain. And I trained for that in the Santa Monica Mountains for years. And then when I got back, totally disillusioned, staying with a high school girlfriend back then, she took me to see this Lakota medicine man. I spent 3 years going into the sweat lodges. Very powerful, very supernatural. I am thankful I did. Gave me perspective. And a little while later, I'm asking God and Jesus into my life. Here I am now. Reader Digest contemporary.
I just want to make some comments on this last weekend. The young man that came and spoke to us, amazing young man, one man show. He's a worshiper, he's a preacher, he moves in the prophetic, and all that to say is that it was a beautiful night to be there. And one of the things that this young man did, as Aaron mentioned earlier, is that he, at the end of our Friday night, he went and he prayed over probably everyone that was there. I think it was over 50 people there. But this young man just placed his time into trying to pray for everyone, giving words to everyone. As the time went through, I heard from different people that was exactly what they needed to hear. And including my 15-year-old granddaughter. And of course, when it hits home a little bit, there's a little bit extra there for my heart. And all she told me was, how did he know that that's what I was going through? How did he know? And of course, it was a little longer conversation than what I'm going to say here. But like I told her, I said, that just shows God's love for you. I said, look up. The creator of all this took time to speak directly to you. He said he knows you. He knows where you are. And he's with you. And that's what I would like to say to everyone, not just to my granddaughter, but you'll never, never understand the fullness of that love that God has. And if he can use a young man such as this to speak through, then he will. This guy didn't know her from anybody, so that's what spoke to her. You know, if I would have told her the same comments, she would have said, well, you're my tata, you know. You know? But this guy comes from somewhere else, never saw her, and she knew that something happened in her heart. And so I say that to all of you. If someone speaks to you, take a time and say, Lord, was this you? And just go with whatever you hear. So Thank you, God, that you ministered to so many of us. My granddaughter wasn't the only one. There's others that I heard from. So anyway, thank you to this young man. Pray for him. His name is Andrew Hopkins. Beautiful young man. Thank you, guys.
I was there, too, on Friday and Saturday. Me and my husband camped out. And I had never met Andrew. And I went up there for prayer for me. And he prayed for Rebecca and Oscar. Wow, it was a beautiful prayer. And I wanted that for you know, for me and Eddie, for him to pray for me and Eddie as a married couple. But he didn't do that. I went up there because I wanted him to pray for Eddie and his aches and pains. But anyways, he came up to me and he told me, "What about you? What about you? Let him go. Look that way." And it's like, "What are you doing?" You know? He said, your shoulder's hurting. I said, "Yeah, but I don't care about my shoulder. It's my husband that's got aches and pains," and I'll be a little bit discreet about that. And then he said, "Let me pray for you." And I says, "Okay." He says, "I don't know nothing about you," he said, "but the Lord has shown me that you got a bad knee and your feet hurt right now." I says, "I don't care about me." He said, "No." He says, "Well, I'm going to pray for your feet and I'm going to pray for your knee that the Lord's going to heal you." And that's where he came in. Because he was praying for me, and he told them, "Tap her on the back of her feet." And I had my cowboy boots on. So it's like he started tapping in the front. He said, "No, I told you in the back of her feet." And he did tap me in the back of my boots. And then he asked me, "Well, how do you feel?" I said, "Well, let me see. I said, "Yeah, it feels pretty good." And I wear shorts underneath my clothes in case I fall down, because I trip a lot because I got a bad knee. But anyways, it's like, yeah, it felt pretty good. But the Lord did speak to him, and a lot of people came up and wanted prayer, but there was just a lot that needed to hear from God. But it's like, that was just amazing, because it's like, you know, I didn't go up there for me. But afterwards, he did pray for my husband. But when he prayed for me, I left it there. And I'm doing fine. I didn't take my aches and pains home with me. I left it there. And I just wish that, I mean, you know, I know people that they get prayed and they get healed. But before they go home, guess what? They go home with it. But I got to live my life for God. And this is the way I am. You know, I'm always going to put God first. And there was, I mean, it was beautiful there. The whole thing was beautiful. You could feel the presence of God there. I don't understand how people went there and didn't feel a thing, because it was all beautiful. You could feel the Holy Spirit. I mean, most of the people there were moved and were happy. It was just really nice. There was a lot of laughter, a lot of good fellowship. So I want to thank the Lord, because this is a beautiful church. When I came, I left a church because of this and that. And I came here because Gina was here, my friend Gina and Randy. I knew them here, so I knew it was a good church. And when I came in those doors, I felt the Holy Spirit. The worship team, oh my God. I sat over there with Gina, and I could feel the presence of God. And when I told my other pastor, I says, "I'm leaving. I need a break from this church." I said, "But I'm leaving with God. I'm going to another church. And if I wouldn't have felt the presence of God here, I wouldn't be here today." But I already knew in my heart that it was a good church. So Yes, and Pastor Henry, Rosie, John, Stella, you know, they're family. Everybody here is family. So I need to stop because I can keep going on and on and on because God is good. And I just wanted to let her know, sister, don't let nobody tell you to leave your husband because you're not going to leave him because God put you together with him. So no, you're going to stay with him. You know why? I go through that with my husband, with his family and other people, you know, that they would like to see us separated. God put us together for a reason. I left a church. I was married and he followed me here. They were praying for a drummer. So, you know, people, get out of my way and leave us alone. God put us together and no man is going to separate us or woman.
Really good testimonies here today regarding what happened on Friday, and it was truly so. But you know who we give the glory to? We give the glory to God. He used a man, yes, he's mighty, but so are we, because what God does in us is mighty. Not us. It's not about us. It's all about him. And I have a testimony. I didn't want to come up here, but the Holy Spirit kept telling me I needed to do so. So I'm an intercessor warrior. My mind is always on praying for others. I never think about what's going on in my body. So when he prayed over me, he prayed for my back, my lower back. Well, yes, I have an issue there, but no longer, no longer. And the wonderful thing about this is that, you know, I just got a notification from my chiropractor saying, I haven't seen you in a while. But you know what? I don't need him anymore. I have the great Almighty God, El Shaddai, and he took care of my back. And he'll take care of all of our needs. Even when we're serving him and we don't even think about our own needs, he knows our needs and he takes care of them. And so it is glory to God. Amen.
Renee, I took a fall the other night also. And, you know, I don't really know what was said to me. All I know is that something hit me in the chest, and it was the softest hit I've ever felt. But it was like a big giant pillow just hit me, and there was nothing I could do but just go down. And while I was there, the Lord was speaking to me, and he said, I knocked you down because people are trying to knock you down. You've been knocked down all of your life. He said, but you're going to stand back up, and you will continue to stand back up until I tell you that it's time to come home. He was speaking that, yes, I baptized you in the Holy Spirit several years ago, but you're not done yet. I'm not done filling you up yet. You have more to do. You haven't even scratched the surface of what I have for you. Do you understand the power and might in my name? Do you choose to operate in my ways? You've been in your prayer closet for years now, and I've blessed you abundantly, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. You will go out and you will bless people as I have designed for all of my people to go out and bless and bless and bless. Do never stop. Never stop. Continue your Bible studies. Continue what you do. There will be more for you to do, but continue to serve me. For I am your God, and you are my servant. Thank you. I encourage you all, trust in God.
Okay, Abe told you how I have a broken wing. I had a freak accident and broke my humerus bone. And let me tell you, it's not humorous. You know, it was devastating to me. And the one thing that I really learned, because sometimes you wonder, do you make a difference? God gave me a deliverance ministry. He made me an encourager. And I've loved doing that. I pray for people. I do all kinds of things for him. But the one thing is, I forgot about my relationship, just him and me. I mean, I prayed, I read my Bible, but I needed to have a deeper walk with him. And so, you know, I thought, why did this happen? And then, you know, I thought, okay, Lord, we're on a journey together. And I went to this, we call it, we don't call it a retreat. Yeah, so we went there, and I'll tell you, I went up for prayer. I'm gonna be a little vulnerable here. Andrew passed me 3 times, and I was standing right there, and I thought, Lord, do you not want me to be prayed for? And I went and sat down, and I just thought, well, it's not meant to be. It's okay. I still trust the Lord. And my son said, go back, go up there. And, you know, I thought about it, and I still sat there because I was being stubborn. Because I'm Miss Independence, you know, so I thought, okay. So I was talking to Stella, and she says, come on, we're going. You're not going to miss out. And so Stella stood behind me, and she prayed. And he prayed for many people more. But I thought, okay, I'm not sitting down. God, if you're going to have him pray for me, then I'm just going to tell him. And I told him, I said, would you pray for me? He goes, what do you need? And so I told him about, you know, my shoulder. And he prayed for me. Now, you know, sometimes we're on a journey. My arm had not manifested in a complete healing yet. But I was able to move my arm more than I could ever. And, you know, Micaiah was standing there with me, and she can attest to that. I could not lift my arm like this. With him standing there, I did it. And then he looked at me and he says, you know, this is going to be a process. And I looked at him, I said, yes. And I'll tell you why. Because God is showing me a new thing. He's touching my heart in a mighty way. And you know what? I've always felt very close to him, but I'm getting closer. I was in such pain, I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't read. You know, Abe and Micaiah came and spent 2 weeks with me, helping me through the things that I couldn't do. And then I started doing things here and there to where now they're not with me. But they come for me. Micaiah takes me shopping. She takes me out so that I'm not having cabin fever. They came and got me because I can't drive for a while. But let me tell you how my son knows me. He took my car. Because he knows I would be tempted. But I got to tell you, sometimes you wonder, do you matter to people? I had such an outpouring of prayer, an outpouring of texts, people that brought me food and us food, people that just have reached out and said, I'm here for you if you need me. Do you need a ride? Do you need whatever? And I can't tell you how precious that is. But you know what? My walk is going to become so much deeper. And it was one of the things that they taught us there is that we need to find out who we are in him. And then we need to go out and be that. We need to be the salt and light to anybody and everyone, our neighbors, our friends, all those that need to hear about the Lord. And sometimes, guys, you won't speak. You'll just do. And by your actions, they're going to say, why are you the way you are? And then you can start sharing. Not being, you know, over religious or being preachy. It's about living your daily life, saying that through him I have victory. Yes. And so right now I'm going through a journey, and it's okay that the manifestation hasn't been complete, but it's going to be shorter. It's not going to be 6 to 8 weeks like they told me, because I'm going to have a testimony from my doctor, and I'm going to be able to do, you know, quicker. But in the meantime, I'm gonna be listening to what the Lord has to share with me and have that deeper walk and to be present for all that I come in contact with, because it's so important. So Andrew shared that with us, and then Tommy preached to us. And you know what? It was a beautiful reminder of how we need to come to the King, and we need to have that relationship be so deep that he knows all our needs. We don't even have to ask. But because we have that deep relationship, we know that when we do, that God our Father will hear. He will respond in a mighty way. Everything is going to be taken care of, no matter the when or the how. It was a powerful time of fellowship, a powerful time that we prayed for one another. It was amazing. Thank you to Pastor Henry and Rosie for opening their home. Thank you to Pastor Jack and Stella for, you know, getting out there and putting things out for us and cooking. And then there were people who cooked. Randy did our steaks. But we had so many people that were, I can't even name them all, that, you know, served each and every one of us and made sure that we had what we needed, but also just to love on one another. It was such a special time. So if we do this again, if you didn't go this time, you need to go, because what a blessing. And it's just amazing how, you know, God can touch you and just remind you of the important things in your life. So find out who you are in Him by spending time with Him. Go to your Father, have that deeper walk, and He'll take care of everything else. And that's all that matters. So go on your journey. It doesn't have to be quick. It can take time. And it's all right. Thank you.
God gave Pastor Henry and Pastor Rosie the most beautiful park in Green Valley, if you've never been there. You know, what was amazing is they had a patch of grass about this wide. And that's what we got prayed on. We were standing on real grass in Green Valley. And it was soft on your feet. You could fall back when you get slain in the spirit. You'd have to worry, you're on green grass. And Henry got about 8 acres, so he's never stopped working, you know. And he has a tree section, so it's just trees. And it was beautiful, but the message that night, Andrew called for a prayer meeting. He goes, if you feel the presence of God, just come forward. And almost everybody came to the front. And I got prayed over, and I sent my son, Victor. I live at Walden Grove High School. He plays football, so I'm there every day because he plays JV, varsity, and freshman. He plays all three teams. So he had a game the night before, and he only got to play one quarter because he played four the night before. And they kept him in every play on offense and defense. And when he played for that one quarter, they scored four touchdowns, right? He plays lineman. He caused a fumble. He blocked a punt. He stopped them at the 1 yard line. He was running all over the field, right? The next day he couldn't walk, right? So he couldn't play anymore. He had the limit. So I took him to the retreat, and he's standing there and he's in pain. Devin knows, he couldn't even walk that day. And I said, come here, Victor. And Andrew prayed over Victor. And he goes, what hurts? He goes, everything. Right? He goes, what hurts someone? He goes, my back. My back's been hurting for a long time. He got triple teamed at practice by a guy at 325 pounds. And they all jumped on him. And he played center, so he only had one arm to protect himself. So his back has been hurting him for about 3 weeks. And he said, how bad does it hurt? He goes, about 7. And so he started praying for him, and I put my hand on his lower back. He goes, oh no, take your hand off. Take your hand off his back. He goes, you're going to feel the heat of God come right down your back. And sure enough, he started feeling the heat. And he goes, okay, move your back. And when he did this, I heard his back crack. And then he did this, I heard his back crack again. And then he went and touched his toe. He goes, oh, my back is good. It's good. So he went there. He didn't have the faith. I dragged him up to the front to get prayed over. But God healed him, and he's ready to go again. But if you're invited next time, Henry's place was so anointed. That place has got a volleyball court. You know, it's a paradise up there. It's an oasis in the desert, you know. And the food is always good up there. Oh, another thing about the steak. I went to buy the steaks at Restaurant Depot, and all the steaks were gone except the Angus beef. So I had to get the best for the God's people. You know, good thing, because I would have bought the cheapest, but God said, no, 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 you're going to get the best for my people.
I've got two stories that I wanted to tell you about. You know, Andrew, this guy who came out and did worship Friday night, one of the most anointed services I've been to for a long time. And the man knows how to draw the Spirit of God in. He just came in. And I count myself a blessed man that I have as much peace in my life as I do. I really do. I don't have a lot of trouble. You know, God keeps me out of trouble. I don't know how he does it. But about midway through this worship service on Friday night, I just felt this heavy presence of the Lord come in. And I don't know how to describe it other than my peace was amplified. It felt... Did anybody else feel that? About halfway through the service, this presence came in. I was blown away by it, to be honest with you. My second story had to do with Andrew as well. About 2 weeks ago, I was speaking with Pastor Henry, telling him about a few things that were going on. And I said, I really haven't been able to figure out how to deal with these things. He said, well, you speak in tongues. I said, yes, I do. He says, do that for about 2 or 3 hours a day and see if God doesn't change things. It was the next day that those troubles got lifted off of me. So now we're at this retreat, and I finally got up, had Andrew pray over me, and he said, well, brother, you just need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. I said, well, I couldn't agree more. I'll take all I can get. Thank you very much. She said, well, you speak in tongues? I said, yes, I do. He said, well, let's just speak together a little bit. We started to pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And he stopped and he said, what you got to do is you got to pay 2 or 3 hours a day and your problems are going to be gone. I said, if that's not a confirmation from God, I don't know what is. Amen. So if you missed this advance that we had, you missed something. Make sure you come next year. That's it.
Share something. You know, there's a song that keeps coming to my mind right now, and I can't remember the exact words, but what it talks about is it's talking about joy in the morning, but there's a part in it where the lyrics say that, I can't remember it exactly, but it's like, it talks about how when we allow our feelings what leads us, that it's like drowning in the shallows. And right now, that was something that's just, it keeps like repeating in my mind, because we're meant to be led by the Spirit. We really are. And the Bible actually talks about the spirit, the soul, and the body. And It's meant to be led by the Spirit. And our flesh and our feelings, all of that stuff can so often really just muddle the whole mix, right? And so this weekend, I thought it was funny because Tommy talked about fasting. And we got some stuff going on, like in our life right now, and we're really standing on God for it. And it really is one of those things in our life where everything around us looks a little contrary to what God's telling us. And what's happening, it really has been this whole process of like, okay, God, but you told us. And even though it's been like this continuous and continuous, there was some stuff that happened on Monday, and it really just, any kind of like, okay, God, we got this, that I had, it just kind of knocked me down. And immediately, well, I also talked to my parents. But right away, I knew I'm going to fast because we got a advance going on this weekend. We got things happening, and this can't be what I go into this weekend with. And so I did. I started fasting. I fasted for more than one day, and I was telling my parents that through that, I really felt this just difficulty. And I am in the Word all the time. I am worshiping all the time because I just love the presence of God. But what happened on Monday, it was like this feeling of like, no matter how much I opened my Bible, no matter how much I entered worship, it felt like work to get into the presence. It felt like this feeling of like, God, where are you? Because I got some things going on in my life, and I'm needing you to answer me. I'm needing you to give me something right now. And it felt so quiet. This feeling of just like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? And I went into that advance this weekend with the expectation that I was going to hear something from God. And it wasn't that I needed him to solve the issues or anything. It was more because of even after fasting and entering his presence consistently and all the time, I was more of, God, I need to feel you. I need something from you. And I don't even care what it is. I just want you there. And I, Linda, I know what you're talking about because like, okay, God, I do. I want Andrew to speak to me. And my husband went up with me. And we stood there and we watched him pass and pass and pass and pass. And even my brother was like, I just wanted him to pray for you. And he just kept passing and passing. And I was like, I know. And I got the same way where I was like, you know what? It's all right. Like, maybe I'm just not supposed to be prayed for. It's okay. But I stood there. And I just went ahead and enjoyed the presence of God because you could feel it strong. And I don't know if you guys remember, but like a week ago in worship, I mentioned to you guys that every single thing during that week, all I heard was joy in the morning. Whether it was in scripture, it was in worship, like it was just this continuous thing that kept just showing up in every single day. On the radio, like whatever, it was everywhere. And when Andrew started praying for Oscar and I, one of the first things he said was, I just feel that there's gonna be joy in the morning. And it was just such this rush of a feeling. Like, daughter, I got you. I never left you. And even if you felt like it was hard, I was there. And that's the thing is, he even said, you've been in the night for a long time now. And God knows. And he said, but the day is breaking. And that's the thing, is we can get caught in the feelings of everything. When we see things happening in our life that's contrary to what God's told us, we can get stuck in the feelings. And God's wanting to teach us how to walk according to the kingdom. And a lot of times that walk is completely contrary to what you feel. Even in being up here, I've heard a lot of things where it's, we could feel a lot of ways about things. We could feel hurt, we could feel mad, we could feel all of these things. But it is showing who God is in us when we choose to allow the Spirit to go before us in every single thing we do. To lead us in the way we react, in the way we do things, in the way that we even maybe just stop, whatever it might be. When you allow the Spirit to go before you in everything, you begin to see something happen in your life that you never thought and never imagined could happen. God wants to give you things. He wants to place things in your life. And there's a reason why he says to count it all joy. Because when you go through trials, tribulations, all of those things, they're meant to lift you up. They're meant to give you things. They're meant to strengthen you. They're meant to show you something. They're meant to give you hope and give you faith that just keeps building and keeps building and keeps building. It's meant for you. Anything you go through, don't look at it as this is my low point. This is just the terrible time. This is just everything bad, bad, bad. Look at it as, God, what is it that you're doing? Because I'm counting it all joy. Because you've promised things to me that I'm going to stand on. And when you stand on his word and you do things that are contrary to what you feel, you'll begin to see God move in every single aspect of your life. I love Andrew, but Andrew's not the only one meant to prophesy. He's not the only one meant to move people. He's not the only one meant to speak to people. God has placed that in every single one of us. And as we allow for him to move and we allow for him to do things in our life, we begin to see a strengthening, an uplifting that just takes hold in our life. And what you always, the church always prays for revival. We don't need just a revival that lasts a few days. We want to be operating in the kingdom all the time. Because that's what we need. We need a fueling that keeps pouring, that keeps overflowing, that keeps giving, that keeps strengthening, that keeps giving us peace in the moments that we need it, that keeps loosening burdens, chains, all of those things. They are yours. Healing. Healing. Bondages breaking. All of those things are already promises he's given you. Whew. Come on. Now it's time to stand on them. It's time to stand and say, regardless of what I see, the feelings aren't getting in the way. I'm going to go after you. And when I feel down, I'm going to press in even more. And when I feel like more is coming against me, I'm going to press in even more. Because the God that we believe in is real. And you are royalty in a kingdom. And if you go after him, you'll begin to see all of these things come forth in your life. It's not just for me. It's not just for the pastor of the church. This is why we say independently dependent on God, because you are all ministers. And you don't have to. It's not that you have to walk up to somebody and constantly have this thing to say. A lot of times, what we just talked about, that doing things contrary to your feelings, that's something the world doesn't know how to do. They're run by their feelings. I'm scared. I got to do this. You know, money's low. I got to figure something out. This is happening. I got to do that. It's all run based off of their feelings. Your light starts shining and you become that salt of the earth when you begin to show who God is in you. So when things come against you and people next to you see what you're going through and what's happening in your life and they see you acting contrary to what anybody else would do, you're already speaking. You're already ministering. You're already doing things that people aren't used to seeing. And those things shine bright because it's God in you. That's just overflowing. After the Lord, go after him in all things. And when you feel like it's hard, go after him even more. When you feel like you're waiting for something, keep going, keep praising, keep going after him, keep asking him, what do you have for me? Because just like this song says, I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered, and he will do it every single time.
Amen. Well, this is what the Lord is saying to you right now. He's saying, don't fill in the blanks. Don't finish the sentence. Trust what I've said. And I will do it. I will perform my word for you. You too, back there. So for both of you, that's just what I heard. You know, I think what can happen is he can give us a good word, and we want to jump into action to do something to help him out. Or we want to fill in the blank and finish what he's saying, or try to decipher what he's saying. And he's saying, hey, just be still. Amen. Just rest.
Yes.
And he will perform what he says. Sometimes I feel when the Lord gives me something, it's only for me. So when I share it, I'm like, well, thanks for letting me share that with everyone, but it was for me. But okay, that's so I was talking about Esther a little bit yesterday, and I'm going to read these three verses right here because I feel like it is what the Lord is saying. And you're fasting, so it kind of falls up. On the third day of the fast, Esther put on her royal robes, and she entered into the inner court of the palace. Just across from the king's hall, the king was sitting on his royal throne facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing there in the inner court, he welcomed her and he held out the gold scepter to her. She was accepted, right? So Esther approached and touched the end of the scepter. Now, this is what the king is saying. So hear this. Hear this in your spirit, what the king is telling you. The king said, he asked her, what do you want, Queen Esther? What do you want, church? What do you want, my beloved bride? What is your request? I will give it to you, even if it is half the kingdom. In a posture that Esther came to the king, she needed more than half the kingdom. She wanted his heart, and we talked about that just a moment. But the Lord is saying, what do you want? What is your request? What is the desire of your heart? Who's on first? When he becomes the desire of your heart, you don't get half the kingdom, you get the whole thing.
Amen.
Because you have the heart of the king, and he's offering you his heart. He wants your heart from the beginning of time. From the moment that Adam fell, where was God? God was in search of our heart. He was in search of Adam's heart, and he has not stopped. He will not stop. So if we stop and we be still, guess what? The king is going to overtake us with the love of his pursuit from the beginning of time.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Let me just say this to you. I am so proud of my children. Can you say amen? Amen. I love my kids. I love all of you. You're all my kids. Is that okay? Are you okay to be my kid? Is that all right, man? But it's so hard for when my daughter's going through things for us, me and mom, to not try to jump in and help, you know? You know what I'm saying? And it's so important that we realize that God is doing things. And I can actually mess things up if I get them out of trouble. Can you say amen to that? God is trying to say, look, I'm trying to teach them something. Will you just stay out of it? Yeah, well, I'm her dad. Well, yeah, I'm her father. Oh, big deal. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and I'm so proud of my kids. My son was a minister yesterday. Well, Saturday, they came down. He brought his group. Yeah, he could be here. I could say, as a dad, I want you here. I want you ministering here. But I gave him, Rosie and I gave him to God when he was in his teens. We said, hey, God, he's yours. You do with him what you want. We trust you, God. We trust you. This young man over here, Tommy, and he's like my other son. Can you say amen? This man and preached to us Saturday. I'm proud of the kids, and I'm proud of all of you. Can I just say this? I love you guys. We love you guys. And we want what God's best for you. And sometimes, yeah, you're hurting. A lot of times we just want to run. We need to hold one another up. Can you say amen? But sometimes we can get in the way. We can say, God has said, look, here we are again, Henry. Get out of the way. Let them talk to me. Let them find me, because I will find that I am true to my word. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know God is good? Amen. Hallelujah. You guys can sit down. Go ahead, sit down. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to have, you know, we've got some visitors here today, and I'm just wondering if either one of them have a word for the house today. Brad and Mary, I'm offering you a chance. You know, hey, Pastor, you're not very nice, man. Just get us up there, man. Just, yeah, you know, you think you're on vacation or you think you're visiting folks, but you're here for a reason. Come on, man. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Mary. Pastor Brad, and yeah, you're going to have to tell me where you're from. Ohio is all I know.
Yeah. It's nice and cold. It's about 50 degrees and rainy. We heard from our church family yesterday that they said there was about 70 mile an hour winds. So we're here. So we're just praising the Lord. It's just such a blessing. I have to share with you a couple things that the Lord really did put on my heart this morning for you all. The first thing is, I searched for you. I'm a planner, planning this trip. We're on vacation for 2 weeks. We got here Wednesday. Our dear friend, Susan, lives here about 6 months out of the year, so she'll be coming to visit because she's looking for a church home. And we know for a fact that she has found it here, I'm sure of it. So as I was searching for you, I did not know that, but the Lord did. And I just started going and I saw your name on the internet. And I looked at you and I prayed. And I just said, Holy Spirit, is this where you want us to fellowship? And he said, absolutely. So I shared with Brad and we knew, I knew. So even this week, you know, we've been really tired. Jet lag has really hit us. It's a 3-hour difference. So we are getting up at 5 in the morning. One morning, I think it was like 3. So, but we're trying to adjust. But, so the Lord, a couple things the Lord put on my heart. One thing he said to me about all of you and just being here is he's moving you into a higher level. He's taking you deeper within himself, and he's taking you to a higher plateau of what it is to live in revival. Because we also believe in our kingdom church. We operate in the power and the presence of Holy Spirit, of God as our Father, Jesus Christ as our Savior. But more deeper than that, even, is God is not only, Jesus is not only our Savior, but he's our healer and our deliverer. We operate in a ministry called Sozo. Any of you familiar with the Sozo ministry? That's how we live. We live in salvation, healing, and deliverance. So we know that as I just listen to you and appreciate your openness and honesty about where God is taking you, I have to share with you, you're really already there in a lot of places, in a lot of ways. He's just now plateauing you and taking you even on a deeper level of himself. The unity that you have here is unique. Our church is about your size. So you're very similar to us in so many ways, which is so exciting. I think that's why we felt really comfortable here. So I just want to encourage you to just continue to walk in his presence. You're not only are you hearers of his word, but you're doers of his word. And this is what you've been doing. There is a world out here. We've noticed it. We know nothing about Arizona. We're pulling up everything, trying to find that. What's Arizona? Would we want to go to some national parks? And I want to see waterfalls. And, you know, I think we're going to Sedona in a couple days. And we know nothing. But one thing I do recognize is there's just a lot of, just like in Ohio, there's people who need Jesus. And we're it. Somebody said that we're the light and the salt, the city on the hill. And God's going to give you, I don't know if you all walk in healing. I heard a lot of testimonies of healing. We have a healing ministry. We have intercessors. We walk into Walmart. We walk into hospitals. We walk into doctor's offices. We walk wherever the Holy Spirit takes us, and we pray for people. We pray and stand, and we've had amazing miracles and healings in our church. We live in the miracle, just like you sing here, is how he's called us to live. You're already doing it. You're already doing everything he's called you to do. You're walking in it. You're living in it. We want to encourage you here today to keep doing exactly what he's called you to do. He's just taking you higher, and he's taking you deeper. It's very exciting. And so thank you for allowing us to share that with you for a moment. And
well, it's a pleasure to meet other brothers and sisters in Christ. I mean, I don't know all your names yet. It'd take me a while to get to know 100 of you. But thank you. And it's just so wonderful. I don't have to know your name, because the Spirit of God living in you connects with the Spirit of God living in me. So names are really immaterial. It's seeing a brother or a sister in Christ. And for 50 weeks out of the year, we're ministering in our Jerusalem, up in Marblehead, Ohio, on Lake Erie. And so for 2 weeks, we decided to come here because we're tired and we needed our batteries recharged. And so we had a choice this morning, was to tune in to the Cleveland Browns and the San Francisco 49ers play football. But we knew how that was going to turn out. So we thought, we will be filled and lifted up by being here. And this is where we need to be. Amen. So, you know, our hearts are heavy too. As I mentioned, we're ministering in our Jerusalem. You're ministering in your Jerusalem. And the gospel has to go to the ends of the world. Jerusalem, Judea, in the ends of the world. So I walked in, and when I met Pastor Henry and Rosie, he said, if the Lord has a word from you to us, share it. And so we thank you for that. And a couple hours ago, the Lord did give me a word. And I thought, all right, that's my confirmation. And this is a prayer from the Psalm, Psalm 9. And I'm just going to declare it because I believe this includes, I know it includes, our brothers and sisters and those who yet don't know the Lord in Israel. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. For you have upheld my right hand and my cause. You have sat on your throne judging righteously. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their names forever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken the enemy. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the peoples with justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Amen. Sing praises to the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cry of the afflicted. O Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit. They have dug their feet and are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known for his justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked return to the grave, all the nations that forget God. But the needy will not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the afflicted ever perish. Arise, O Lord, let not man triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are but men. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, that this is a timeless word where you are on the throne of Zion. Lord, we pray for those coming into your kingdom, your chosen ones. And we thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to agree with your word, to proclaim your word, to live by your word. We say yes and amen. Brothers and sisters around the world, to you and always to you, Almighty God, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Brad, Pastor
Mary. One more thing, really quick.
Yes, go ahead.
This is how I am at church. This little one, she reminded me of me. I said, oh boy, don't give me a mic sometimes. I can be dangerous. We had somebody prophesy over us once, and he called me the racehorse and him the Clydesdale. Does that give you an idea of how we work? But if the Lord does, this is how we operate really quickly too. If you would pray over us, because we came here as a respite. One of the things that is very big in where we live is addiction. And we've been involved with drug and alcohol addiction ministry for over 20 years. And it continually increases. And we see a lot of deaths that way, overdoses. And we're ministering to young ones right now, young people. And they're in need of just deliverance and, of course, salvation. So if the Lord does put a word on your heart to pray for us, we'd really appreciate it. And we'll be here next Sunday, too, because we're here for 2 weeks. So, Lord bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Mary.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor.
We're going to call you up in just a second. Okay, praise God. Glory God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I enjoyed yesterday and Saturday and Friday. Praise God. I got to tell you this morning that, man, my heart is full. It's I'll only keep you till 3, okay?
Oh, okay.
3 o'clock. Set your watch. Everybody's going. I see Jake in the corner. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Praise God. No, this is what I'm going to do. Hey, I really believe it's important that the body of Christ ministers the body of Christ. Amen. That's why we do this. That's why we open this mic to all of you, so you can speak what's going on in your heart. As a matter of fact, Selena, I know that God has always known you. You've always been known by God, always been known. And he knows what he's doing in your life. You just trust him. You just watch and see. Praise God. I'm going to read Luke chapter 12, verse 22 through 32. Praise God. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We ask you, Lord, that you would continue, Father, to speak to our hearts, continue to draw us closer to you. Father, as we draw close to you, Father, your word has told us that you will draw closer to us. So, Father, we thank you for that this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, God, in Jesus' name. Bless your word now, Father, to your kids, Lord, to all of us, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 23 says this. And he said to his disciple that he is Jesus, in case you didn't know. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body and what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Life is more than food. Okay. And the body is more than clothing. Is that right? I got to just say this real quick. The body is more than clothing. When Jesus transfigured on the Mount of Transfiguration, there was 3 apostles there. There was 3, Peter, James, and John were there. They saw the glory of God, and they saw Moses and Aaron. Moses and Elijah talking with them, but they saw the glory of God. But what they saw was the reality of who Jesus is. Can you say amen? He glowed. He's bright, man. And I'm going to tell you something. Jesus didn't do anything on this earth that he didn't intend for us to know and understand. That is the same thing for you. You, from within, you are bright and you're glowing. Can you say amen? Look at your neighbor and say, you're glowing today. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, because that's who you are. That's who he's called you to be. You are the light of the world. Can you say amen to that? And so the body, it's just a shell, but it's housing something. The body is more than the food you eat. Amen. Come on. All right. We'll leave that alone because I know your roast is burning. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Oh, man. But it says, life is more than food and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, neither store, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than the birds?
Thank you, Lord.
That's a question for you. How much more valuable do you think you are to God? Oh, you are so valuable. He was willing to send his son to die for you. That's how valuable you are. Oh, you're so much more valuable than the birds. And which of you by worrying can add 1 cubit to a stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? This was what this weekend was about. It was be still. There's a scripture. I think it's Psalm chest. Chapter 46, verse 10, if you can put that up very quickly. It says this. Be still. Look at your neighbor, say, be still.
Be still.
Say, no. I mean, be still. Calm down. Yeah. Brad, Mary, relax. Be still. Yeah. There's a phone ringing. Be still. It's okay. Be still. All right. He said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I like that what you read this morning. God's going to be exalted, folks. We're going to see it. We're going to see that psalm had certain things in it. And it said, the wicked, they'll never even be remembered anymore. Because righteousness will rule the earth. This is the kingdom of God that God is saying, my kingdom come, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This kingdom is, it's here now, but it's going to be so much more visible than what we can even imagine. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Praise God. Waiting on God. Amen?
Amen.
We got to wait on him. How many say amen to that?
Yes.
If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Then God's, if then God so clothed the grass, which today is in the field, tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? The glory of God is within you. The word of God says in Isaiah 40, it says, arise, shine, for the glory of God is upon you. You know what the glory of God is? Come on.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. He's on you. He's within you. Amen? You have an ability to light your path. Can you say amen? In the middle of the dark. I saw some folks trying to make it over to the restrooms at my house the other night. It's kind of dark, 2:00 in the morning. But thank God there was a motion sensor there.
Amen.
Click it, come on. They went from to all of a sudden the light comes on. Hey, walk right in. Can you say amen? Hey, amen. Walk right in, folks. The light is in you. You are intended to light up the world in the darkness. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Ooh, come on. Do not seek what you should eat or drink, nor have an anxious mind, for all these things the nations of the world seek after. Your Father knows that you need these things. But he says in verse 31, it says, but seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock. Here it is. It is your Father's good will to give you the kingdom. Can you say amen? See, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. If Jesus dwells in your heart, you have the kingdom.
Yes.
But there are so many more things that he wants to show you and help you to understand about this kingdom. But he says this, seek the kingdom of God. I like the King James. I mean, how many know that I'm a King James guy?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I don't know what did Andrew say about the King James? Did he call it King Jimmy? I think he called it. Did he call it King Jimmy? I was going to say, hey, wait a minute. Are you making fun of him? Are you? Hey, that's the way I like the King James. In the King James, it says, seek first the kingdom of God. I want you to see this little clip real quick. This is a who's on first. How many of you like Abbott and Costello? Just watch this real quick. Praise God.
Now, look, then you'll go and peddle your popcorn and don't interrupt the act anymore.
Yes, sir.
All right. But you know, strange may seem they give ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names?
Nicknames, pet names.
Not as funny as my name, Sebastian Dinwiddie.
Oh, yes.
Funnier than that?
Oh, absolutely. Whee! Yes. Now, on the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
You know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yeah.
I mean, the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The fellow playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you who is on first.
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first base.
Who is on first?
Have you got a first baseman on first?
Certainly.
Then who's playing first?
Absolutely.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Why shouldn't he? Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. After all, the man earns it.
Who does?
Absolutely.
Well, all I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
No. What is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy.
What's the guy's name on first base?
What's the guy's name on second base?
I am not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking about him.
How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
Stay off of first, will you?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Now, what's the guy's name on third base?
Well, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Well, I can't change their names.
Will you please stay on third base, Mr. Broadhurst?
Please, now, what is it you want to know?
What is the fella's name on third base?
What is the fella's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. You got an outfield?
Oh, sure.
St. Louis has got a good outfield?
Absolutely.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
Stay out of the infield.
Don't mention the names out here.
I want to know what's the fellow's name in left field.
What is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Oh, take it easy. Take it easy, man.
Yeah, I love that every time I watch it. Now, you know? Oh, it takes me a while to catch up with the questions. Like, oh, yeah, and I laugh. Anyway, but here's my question. I mean, you know, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Yeah. This morning, I just want to ask you this question. I want you to leave with this question. Who's on first with you? The minute you get up, is the Lord on first or are you on first? Are your problems on first? They come right into your mindset and you're starting to think about them. And then maybe, hey, the Lord comes up. Hey, I better pray or whatever. The Word of God tells us to seek first the kingdom of God. Can you say amen to that? Seek him first. And then he throws this little promise in there. Seek first the kingdom of God. And he says, all these things will be added to you. Everything you need, everything you can imagine will be added to you because you seek first his kingdom. Amen. He desires to know, for you to know all the things that he's given to you, all the gifts, all the blessings. He wants you to know them so you can glow like crazy in this earth today, so that the people around you will say, what is with them? They are different. Something about that, I get around them and I feel this peace. I just want to cry. I have somebody tell me that one day at the mine. He shook my hand. He started going, he goes, man, I shake your hand. I feel like I want to cry. I said, that's not me. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He's reaching out to you, bro. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Could you stand? Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to sing this song one more time. You guys might get tired of this song. I don't get tired of this song. I love this song. Because I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he answered me, and I have experience with God. You know, the word in Romans, it talks about that he wants you to have experience with him. Call out to him and watch how he answers. He will show you and give you experience. Okay? So let's just sing this song, and I'm going to pray for you, and then we're going to pray for Pastor Brad and Mary. And then we're going to let you go get your burnt roast. Amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. Come on.
I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why.
Yeah.
I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered.
Of their whole being. Anything contrary to the word of God within these two, I don't care if he's sick, I don't care if it's a hurt or a headache, don't care what it is, but everything be removed according to the word of the Lord. So Father, we thank you, Father, for Pastor Brad and Pastor Mary. God, we ask you, Lord, that you would rise up with them. Holy Spirit, rise up with them. Your word tells us, Father God, your word says, Father, that if Christ dwells in you, the Spirit of Christ will quicken your mortal bodies according to his Spirit that dwells in you. Quicken them even now. Give them strength. Give them refreshing, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We praise you for it, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We speak rest. The rest, Father, that you have spoken about, the touch, Father God, of resting on your lap. With an ear towards your mouth, Father. We thank you for it. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. If you agree, say amen. 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 Praise God. Let me pray for the rest of if there's anybody else that would like prayer. We got a prayer team up here. We got a prayer team up here. If you will, anybody else wants prayer, come on up. Hallelujah. Michael.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.